remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Okay, this is Brian Cute. We're beginning the May 27th meeting of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. Could I have a roll call with each member calling out their name as present? Peter Dengate Thrush.
Chair Langdon Noel present.
Thank you. Peter Dengate Thrush. We'll come back. Manal.
Present.
Larry.
Here.
Warren.
Present.
Becky.
Here.
Fabio.
Yes.
Willie.
Here.
Eric. Eric Uriarte.
He just put in the chat that he has been disconnected, that he's asking if it was possible to call him back.
Yes.
Operator, could you take care of that? Okay. Meantime, Louis? Okay. Olivier?
Yes, I'm here.
Louis here. Sorry. I think my mute was on.
Thank you, Louis. Zhang?
Eric has rejoined.
Eric?
Thanks. Yes, I was disconnected by the system, but I am returned.
Okay, Zhang?
I'm here.
Thank you. Okay. The roll call is complete on the assumption that Peter is listening in on his mobile phone. Let's begin. The first order of business, has everyone received the proposed agenda for the meeting? Has anyone not received it? Okay. Does anyone have any additions, modifications, deletions to the agenda to propose?
Brian, if I may ask.
Yes.
This is Louis. Could you ask to see who are the observers that are on the phone call as well?
Certainly. If there are any observers on the call, could you please identify yourselves now?
James Bladell from GoDaddy.
Thank you.
And Olaf Norling from MyCanStuff.
Guo Hong, I'm with Mr. Zhang Xinsheng.
Thank you, Guo.
Fiona Alexander from NTIA.
Thank you, Fiona. Anyone else?
Alice Jensen, MyCanStuff.
Thank you, Alice. Anyone else? Okay. To the question at hand, any suggested changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. The first order of business is to discuss and solidify the Brussels meeting schedule. There were a number of proposed meetings, and I'd like to first just have confirmations from the people who were assigned to set up the meetings, get confirmations of times for the respective meetings. We had the meeting with the board.
Peter rejoining the call. I'm actually in traffic, guys, so I may not be able to sustain all of the call.
Understood, Peter. Thank you. For Brussels, we had proposed meeting with the board, proposed meeting with the GAC, proposed meeting with the board and GAC joint working group, meeting with all the ACs and SOs organizations. I'd like a report in from the folks who have responsibility for setting those up if we have confirmed times and dates.
This is
Peter.
Becky.
I was going to grab Peter while he's on. Peter, if you could just come in and confirm time and date of meeting with the board, that was yours.
Sorry, Brian, I'm back with you. Yes, the board time is confirmed for the afternoon that we scheduled. I'm sorry, I haven't got the thing in front of me, but it's the one that we set up.
I believe that was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and do we have a time, whether Peter or somebody else could confirm the time?
I believe that I have seen a time for the... I've seen a variety of different times. There are three. There's the GAC meeting, the joint the GAC board working group meeting and then the board meeting.
And the ALAC meeting.
And the ALAC meeting, but the ALAC meeting until we, lock down the board and the GAC.
Okay.
Those have been moving targets, so we really need to do that because Sunday is definitely the day for ALAC.
Okay, well, sticking with the board, does anybody have confirmation of time, yay or nay?
It's the one that went around. Diane Schroeder asked if you could table at a particular time, and you, in the end you came back and said yes. That's for the time that Diane suggested, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll gather that and then report it in as we move forward here. The GAC times, as I understand, Manal, if you could confirm, that was I think we had 12 to 12:30 for the GAC board
joint, yeah,
and then 4 to 6 for the meeting with the GAC. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Who's just joined the call? Did somebody just join the call? Okay. So those are the GAC times confirmed.
But Brian, can you confirm those are both on Sunday, is that right, or is one of them on Saturday?
My understanding is those are both to be on Sunday.
Both Sunday, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the board, too.
And, now I'm looking at the email from Diane Schroeder, which has the meeting with the board from 2 o'clock to 3:30 on Sunday. So the lineup I have right now is GAC Board Joint Working Group on Sunday from 12 o'clock noon till 12:30, meeting with the board from 2 to 3:30, meeting with the GAC from 4 to 6.
And then what does that do for ALAC?
Well, ALAC has had the lunchtime slot, and we've gone so far as to actually organize the luncheon. So it should be end-to-end on Sunday. And I thought all these times were confirmed, that once we had the board immediately after what was in the ALAC, that moved the GAC out a little bit later, and it left us the 30 minutes with the GAC and board work group to start the day.
So, Cheryl, are you saying that ALAC is 12:30 to 2?
I'm saying I thought all of this was confirmed and everything was put to bed.
We're trying to confirm it now, Cheryl. And
for Sunday,
Alice,
yes.
What I'd like you to do on the heels of this conversation, Alice, is if you could pull together a draft schedule of all these meetings and distribute it to the members of the RT once we get off the call. That'd be very helpful. Thank you.
Brian, Cheryl here. We also have the Tuesday as well now.
No, I understand. We're working through this one at a time,
okay,
folks. So we now have those three meetings on Sunday. Cheryl, are you telling me that the ALAC meeting is confirmed for 12:30 to 2?
Absolutely confirmed, and meetings have even organized lunches.
Okay, so ALAC is 12:30 to 2. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of time there as we move from location to location.
Yeah.
And we'll be moving from location to location, but let's go with that slot. Okay, we've got those four meetings now locked in. Becky, can you report in on progress with the other SOs and ACs?
I am in contact with everybody. We have one cross-constituency meeting, but the notion would be that on Tuesday morning we would essentially move through all of the SOs and ACs that are interested. The CCNSO is not sure that they need a meeting other than the public meeting, but basically it's Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning to meet with all of the respective SOs and ACs?
Yes. Although we're going to meet with the cross-constituency, which is ISPs and the business people, the IP people appear to want to meet with us separately.
May I ask Brian, Cheryl here again, and I'm trying to get into the habit of identifying names because it makes the transcript and the listening to recording so much easier. Becky, on the Tuesday, it's the full morning blocked out end to end. Is that from a breakfast time on, or what's the sort of...
It's after breakfast, because I think that there are already breakfasts scheduled.
Yeah.
So I did not schedule any breakfast.
Okay, so we're looking from the 9 o'clock through till what, 1?
1, when that break is. And I'm still kind of juggling around the different constituencies to see which works.
Sure. Are we likely to go into other parts of the week as well, or is that going to be the two blocks, the Sunday and the Tuesday AM?
My hope was to confine it to those two blocks of time.
Terrific.
So my effort was to get everybody on Tuesday.
Okay, that's fine. It's just, you know, some of us obviously, you know, have to block ourselves out of our other commitments, so I can just make sure that works. Terrific. Thank you.
I have told the people that I'm talking with that that we probably will not have the full committee. For example, I suspect Peter may not be available for some or all of those meetings.
So can we just have a listing of the respective entities that we intend to meet with on Tuesday? If you can just tick them off, Becky, so we have the list, and then we'll create that list on the schedule and start slotting times as they become confirmed.
Registry, registrar, ISP and business together, IP, non-commercial. Have I missed anybody else?
So the registry, registrar, the contracting party house together, the ISP and business together, the intellectual property on its own.
We're still working on that.
Non-commercial on its own. We've got AWAC covered on Sunday.
Right.
Are we meeting with the ASO, the Regional Internet Registries? Is that planned?
Actually, you know, I hadn't really planned on doing that. That I guess we could, but that seems to me like I don't know why I hadn't planned on it, but. I'll put in a call to them and ask if they want to do that.
Okay. And the CCNSO?
I have talked to Chris, and Chris is not sure that that there's a need to meet separately from the public forum, so we're still working that out.
Hi. I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Not all the CCTLDs are involved with the CCNSO, but more quantity of CCTLDs are involved with the regional organization of CCTLDs, like Center, APTLD, AFTLD, and LACTLD. Maybe it could be interesting to share opinions or have the opportunity to have a meeting with them, too.
So would you like it, Eric? Does it make sense to, I mean, the CC meetings, presumably are open whether you're a member or not. We could do that, or we could just set up a separate one.
Yes, I understand that, but at this moment in CCNSO is only 110 members, but if you add all the members of the regional organization, it's around 200.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it could be another opportunity to include and there are people that are not necessarily involved with the CCNSO right now.
Right. And where do they go on Constituency Day?
The four regional organization will be in Brussels. We have meetings there. So it's only to try to have some time to talk with the four regional managers.
Okay.
It's more easy. Don't talking to everybody. And include the people that are not with CCNSO.
Okay. And maybe we could just invite CC members if they want, who are not in. Presumably, that would take care of the CCs, right?
Yes. And normally, the members of the regional organization not participate in the ICANN meetings because they are so small. So they don't travel a lot, but they can represent us, be represented by this regional organization.
Okay. Well, maybe you can, you and I can talk afterwards, and I can get in touch with them.
Yep.
And
okay.
See if we can set something up.
Okay. I will try to make a slot of time and have that meeting.
Okay. Becky, thank you for the update. The other outstanding question for me is, should we be scheduling a meeting with the GNSO Council? I know we're meeting with the various SOs from the GNSO, but it seemed to me that since the Council is the body charged with developing policy, it would be odd for us to not at least extend an invitation.
I'll extend an invitation. I confess that I was not focused on the Council itself, but they have a full day, or they have a half day of meetings, so it would be, you know, easy to see if they want to put something in there. And I will leave it to you, Brian, because you're going to be closer to this, to know whether that's going to ruffle feathers or not to have a separate meeting with the Council.
Well, I can talk to Chuck, certainly, informally, and get his view on it from the Council perspective. With regard to the SOs, I think that we'd have to hear from them on a one-off basis informally.
Okay.
It just struck me as kind of a gaping hole, if you will.
Brian, this is Warren. I agree. And I actually don't, you know, I think there'll be no problem setting that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk to Chuck and get that rolling. Okay, I think we've got the outline of who we're meeting with. Now, the last one is the open session for public comment, correct?
Brian, this is Manan.
Yes, Manan.
Can we also specify the slot on the public forum day?
That was my next and last question, I think.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Is the public forum, do we have a specific time and place, or day and time, pardon me? Do we have an owner of that work item?
I think Yanis was looking into this. I'm trying to check my email right now whether he came back with a specific slot or...
Brian, this is
Brian Peter here. There is a slot. I just can't tell you what it is, so you can pick it as confirmed. I just can't tell you exactly what the time is. I can get that to you when I'm next in front of my laptop.
Is it Monday or Wednesday?
Here, this is Alice here. We have a meeting on Monday for affirmation reviews, so the selectors are going to present the forthcoming reviews, and part of the meeting will be dedicated to the ANT review team, so we'll have to interact with the committee at that moment, and that's on Monday from 2 p.m. until 3:30 p.m.
And is that the entire... That's the time for the entire meeting, or the portion of the meeting that's for the review team?
That's for the entire meeting, but I think 60 minutes will be allocated to the ANT review team.
What was the time frame again, Alice?
2 p.m. until 3:30 p.m.
2 to 3:30 on Monday.
Can I just ask, what's intended to be used? What's the use of the first half hour? I missed that.
For the forthcoming reviews, the security and stability of the DNS and the US policy.
I think we can have a talk about the allocation of time within that 90 minutes. The priority, I think, is pretty clear that this review team gets most of that time as it needs it in terms of face-to-face with the community. There can be some time for announcements, et cetera, about the forthcoming reviews. But you've got a concern, Brian. There's the time and there's the slot.
Very good. Very good. Okay. I think that covers all of that we're going to have with constituencies or organs of ICANN and the community. We have the meetings between the RT itself on the Friday and Saturday. Fabio raised a question about whether we would need more time. I want to broach that question. Fabio, would you mind if we do it a little later in the agenda?
Brian, yes. My suspicion was that we would probably need less than a day and a half. But let's see what we have on the agenda, and we can discuss that later.
Yes, my sense is that that's all going to be volume of work driven. And so if we can work through the agenda a bit and get a better sense of how much we have to wrestle to the ground, as it were, in terms of work, then we'll have a better sense of how much time we'll need on the front end.
Yep.
Okay. Alice, if you would, again, pull together a schedule. I know there's still some of those meetings that are to be determined and scheduled, but at least pull the outline of a schedule together for us. And even if there are holes, send it around so we can at least get a sense of what days, what time slots we're going to be meeting with folks. And then, Becky, obviously you can come back and fill in those times. And I'll reach out to Chuck about the GNSO, and we'll get that on the calendar.
Okay.
Anything else? Go ahead, please. Becky?
Nope.
Anything else on the schedule before we move on for Brussels? Okay, item number three is the management assessment RFP. Thanks both to Larry and to Fabio for putting together the draft and circulating it to the team. I guess what we need to do is finalize the RFP if it's not already been reviewed and edited by everyone on the team, and then talk about how we publish this in order to get the widest possible notice out to candidates and in order to notify them that we'd be expecting them to make presentations in Brussels. Larry and Fabio, in turn, do you want to just address the item itself and then talk about finalization?
Right. Well, our philosophy was to keep it as short as we can and to try to just refer people to already existing documents rather than to try to summarize them and characterize them ourselves. And so we've just pretty much flagged the recent history of efforts in this area. The key points we were trying to make in the draft was the focus on this being a more of a qualitative review than a quantitative review. And again, I think we've just tried to keep the focus as narrow as we can to give these firms a chance to react and respond to the mountain of information that's already available to try to make sense of it in a way that allows us to really test the expertise and the experience level of these groups that might want to come in and do this. In terms of who we would circulate this to, we're absolutely open to suggestions. I think we have a handle on firms that are global firms but that are based in the U.S., like Deloitte and Booz Allen and firms like that that would probably be interested in doing this. We certainly will want to notify the One World Trust of this opportunity since they've already done some work in this area, but we're absolutely open to other suggestions. I assume this would also be posted on the ICANN on our web page for the group, so that would be another way to get this information out into the community, but any other suggestions are quite welcome. But maybe before we get to that, we should focus on whether people are okay with our fairly terse approach to laying out what the issue is for folks and making sure people are comfortable with keeping the language as brief as we have suggested it be.
Certainly. Thank you, Larry. Fabio, any remarks on the document before we open it up to the group?
Not on the document. I'll have a remark about the procedure, the technicalities, and the contracts. But let's first see if anyone, as Larry has asked, has questions or suggestions about the document itself.
Okay,
I have one, which is the very last paragraph, the proposal conference. I think you mean June 11th, not July 11th.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And that was Becky. Anyone else?
Sorry. Yeah, Mr. Bray. Mr. John, like to have some comments.
Yes, John.
Yeah. So I think maybe this document is pretty mature, I think. So first, I noticed there is some simple mistake in the document. For example, for year of the sign of AOC should be 2009.
Thank you.
Yeah, for a second, I'm not clear about the purpose of necessity to access the quality of the decision making, and the quality, what's the meaning of a quality? And I'm not sure if any of you share the same concern. So, sorry, it's the last, but I'm not least.
time is very limited for us to make a comprehensive consideration. So I suggest taking intensive discussion and spending more time to refine document before approve on it. It is more appropriate to put it on the agenda of the next conference call or face-to-face meeting for the further discussion. It's my idea and comments. Thank you.
Larry, any response or any response from the group?
I guess I mean, absolutely, we want everybody comfortable with this, and we want to be able to have a shared vision of what we're trying to accomplish here. I know we have been had some separate correspondence on this issue, and we're happy to continue to do that. I'm nervous about not actually agreeing to this document until Brussels, because that takes 3 weeks off of this work schedule, which we think is already quite compressed, and we were, you know, hopeful of trying to reach agreement on the language today so that we could get this out, you know, by June 1, so that we would have an opportunity then to actually talk to the organizations that might come to Brussels and make their pitch. I think at that point in time, even if people are still a little uneasy about what some of the terms mean, having actual firms there to kind of give us their perspective of how they would tackle this assignment, I think would be a better use of our time than for all of us to try to haggle over this word or that word. I mean, what we're trying to put out there is there's a problem, or not a problem, there's an issue we would like firms to think about how they could deal with and provide expert help, and then listening to each firm and how they might approach it would seem to me to be the best way for all of us to reach an ultimate shared understanding of what we want to have done and how we want to do it, as opposed to debating the language in the abstract. So I would like to be in a position to respond to any concerns any of our members have to any of the language, but I really would urge us to try to lock in as best we can on a document to get the benefit of the discussion with the actual expert firms in Brussels, which I think would be the most important piece of the discussion anyway.
Ron, Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl, please.
Thank you. Just picking up on both the points that have been made, I popped my hand up because I was concerned about our opportunity as a review team to ensure that in our Brussels meeting space, and here I mean the Friday and Saturday morning, not the ICANN interactive meeting part of Brussels, that we did have the opportunity to meet face-to-face and to tweak and to perhaps grow our own clear definitions of exactly how we want to give the specific requirements to whomever gets this contract if we decide we go ahead with it. So I think I'm sort of picking up from where Larry just left off to say I believe that with the right planning and timing, providing we get this document out, we get responses, and we get people in on our probably preferably Friday afternoon, where we could have an in-camera session to do this. We can spend a little bit of time ourselves in the morning making sure we all know where we're all coming from and doing some of the definitional work perhaps. But to be able to interact and look at what the expertise is being offered to us and mechanisms and modalities they are proposing is a very important thing. Then we need to give a very firm and controlled requirement if we're going to go ahead with it. So that's what I thought we would be doing, and I was just very concerned when I heard we may not need a day and a half in our meeting coming up later.
No.
I think we're going to be pushing it to get this body of work done in just what I fear is a mere half a day in Brussels. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Fabio here. I share Cheryl's comments. Clearly, we shall be doing the final substantive tweaking when we see face-to-face the firms, but it's important that we send the document out now. And at the same time, we should be getting in touch with the staff of ICANN, because should we finally decide that, yes, there is an interesting proposal from a firm and we want to go ahead, we must have all the technicalities in place for the signature of the contract essentially right away.
Willie,
oh, go ahead, Willie. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just trying to look at Jun-Sheng's point about the language of quality.
Mm.
It may be that in that section on purpose, where there's an assessment of the quality of decision making, perhaps that could just read an assessment of the decision making. And somewhere else in the document, we could make it clear that this is a qualitative assessment, if that is a way forward. Because I like the brevity, the briefness of the document, and I think if we could fine-tune it now and get it out, that would be best.
Cheryl here, if I can just come in behind that as a proposal, I think we have the words of our accountability and transparency, and in I think we need to go back to the whole naming of what this review team is about in the AOC, of course, not just the truncated accountability and transparency. If we use the language that includes the marker that says in the interests of internet end users and community, then using that language will take the qualitative, quantitative grey area away. Anytime I hear a desire to measure quality of something, I want to know what the benchmark is first off. And I fear that type of language because it's quality compared to what and for whose measure, and we do need to work on that. So perhaps that proposal of a tweak now and an approval of the document, that would be the very best way forward from my perspective anyway, and I suspect the community at large, lowercase at large.
This is Brian. Go ahead, Becky.
I actually I like the brevity of the document. I agree we need to get it out. I have one substantive change that I would like to suggest, but I think it's minor. There's a paragraph in here that says, starts with, given the unique nature of ICANN's role and structure, it does not have a readily identifiable set of individuals to whom it owes fiduciary duty. I am uncomfortable with the sort of, it looks like fiduciary duty is a placeholder for accountability in this.
And there's more than that, yeah. I agree, Becky.
And there's some language in the methodology, which we haven't approved, but talks about the unique nature, you know, what ICANN is affects the parties to whom it is accountable in any given situation and the manner in which it should be accountable in any given circumstance. And I would just urge consideration of that kind of a construction rather than the reference to fiduciary duty.
Or the mere reference to fiduciary duty, I think, is I'm a little uncomfortable.
This is Brian. If I can ask for a point of clarification, Cheryl, are you suggesting that we should work into the document with respect to qualitative review?
If I may, Brian, the original mandate somewhere in my memory banks, and forgive me, but I'm sure Alice can find the reference because it'll be in various documents, said something along the lines of this review team was all about ensuring accountability, transparency, and the interests of global internet users. Now, if that last part is attached onto the words accountability, accountability and transparency, and we ask professional reviewers to look at it from that perspective, which would include the fiduciary, which doesn't have my benchmark problems on what is a quality decision and how do we measure that and to whose best interest is this quality measured, some sort of language like that, then we haven't increased the document's length, but we've removed some of the discomfort points. And I would be very uncomfortable if all we did was look at, have we done it in a fiduciary basis?
So in response to that, I have no problem. This is Larry. I have no problem with that. I think if you go back to the purpose paragraph, if you take out the words, the quality of, I think we do capture the other 3 points, accountability,
good,
transparency, and reflecting the interests of global users right there in that first paragraph. And I'm certainly fine with taking out
terrific
the word quality there if that moves the process along. Similarly, I have no problem with removing fiduciary duty on page 2. Now, this is me talking. We probably should check with the co-author, Fabio, make sure he's okay with both of them.
I also agree.
And quick point of order, this is Brian. Is anybody tracking these proposed edits? Larry, are you catching all of these?
I think we are, but I would ask that when we get to the end of the discussion, I would just suggest that anybody who made a suggestion just ping us again, certainly if not by the end of today or by the end of the day tomorrow, just so we could get this out on Tuesday, assuming we reach agreement on the document.
Minor point of order, Brian, if I may, Cheryl here. Just a message, and it might be something within Alice's skill set. In the way we're running this meeting, with these sorts of edit discussions, whoever's got control of the pods in the Adobe Connect room, if you could get rid of the whiteboard, because only Alice and Brian have the capability of writing on the whiteboard. Now, as exciting as that might be for them, the rest of us, it doesn't help. If you replace that with a notes section, then we could be typing and capturing these points, and that would make the wrap-up from this meeting far easier. If it can't be done, no problem, we'll get it done next time, but it would be capturing these points if we can all actually share a writable space. Thanks, Brian.
Point well taken. Alice, can you arrange for that in future Adobe use?
Yes.
Okay. Any other substantive edits to be suggested for the RFP?
Oh, I don't know if it's substantive. This is Larry again, but we'd left a big gaping hole on actually who would be the ones to receive the proposals. We'd have to settle that, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's publication and notification, correct? Yeah. Okay. I think before we move on to that, there was a question raised about the timing, whether this document goes out as is or it becomes more further developed in a detailed manner. I'm sensing the consensus is we go with the document, we issue it as quickly as we can, given the fact that there's only 3 weeks until the Brussels meeting, and we want to give candidates ample opportunity to receive it, review it, and prepare to present to us in Brussels. And I think we should proceed on that basis. So, Larry, if you've captured the edits, I hear no more edits. Move on to the question of publication and notification. Do we have recommendations as to how we approach that exercise?
I guess I would want to make sure, yes, we can capture that. We can get it out. I would like to just circle back to our Chinese member to ask if by removing the word quality, he's comfortable with our proceeding the way we've said, because he was the one, I think, who had asked that we postpone deciding this today. But we may have addressed his primary concern by removing the word quality, which I think was the one that was giving him, raising the most questions with him.
Thank you. Mr. Chang?
Yes, because I'd like to know more detail about what's the exact of quality of the decision making, the exact meaning. So I think maybe if you give us some little bit of explanation, if you give us some circulator, and it's better. So if possible, I think maybe before we'll see meeting, face-to-face meeting, could I have some another conference call again to discuss this document a little bit better, for my personal opinion? Okay, thank you.
Well, we certainly have time for another call before Brussels. we can schedule one, and we'll be discussing how to schedule our upcoming calls before this at the end of this agenda. I guess the only other question I have, if we issued this document in the next couple of days and got it notified out to prospective candidates, does it make sense to try to develop a bit further some criteria that we might want those candidates to speak to and circulate it to the candidates who have identified that they intend to be in Brussels? Is it a common practice within RFPs to do so? Does it make sense, or is it biting off more than we can chew? Any thoughts there?
Well, this is Larry. Let me give you my perspective, and I'm not speaking for Fabi, I'm just speaking for myself, which is that what we're asking to do here is kind of a one-of-a-kind study for all the reasons we've talked about. I think the firm that's going to emerge, assuming we want to go ahead and do this, as the best candidate is going to be the one who can take these different issues and absorb what's happened in the past and try to bring more sense to this in their presentation to us. One benefit of keeping this brief and terse is that it'll put a premium on the firm that's best able to understand our situation and present it back to us. In other words, if we spend too much time trying to come up with more specific criteria for the review now, as opposed to in response to what we hear from the various proposals, it, I think, dilutes our ability to spot the really excellent proposal by having standardized them a little too much. So I'm a big believer that in this type of engagement, where we're all a little unsure of how this review would be conducted, that leaving it open, leaving the firm a lot of leeway to come back and propose to us will end up working to our benefit in the long run. Now, having said that, I absolutely would agree that upon our review of the proposals and in drafting up an engagement letter, I think that would be the appropriate time to get more specific about scope of work as we actually contract with the firm. But I think in terms of soliciting proposals, I'd like to keep it fairly broad.
Fabio here. I totally support this. I think we are in a situation where we have a sort of general vague idea of what could be done. And we need professionals to take this and transform it into a real work program, into real, more precise, the more precise description of what could be done. And if we were trying now to lay down precise criteria, we might even be going in the wrong direction.
Okay, I am persuaded. Are there any other thoughts on this before we talk about publication?
Cheryl here, Brian. I put my great big green tick up because I was agreeing totally on Larry's and Fabio's approach here. I think we give them a bare minimum and we see who's got the experience and skill set to hit the ground running in a way that resonates with us, and the real dotting of I's, crossing of T's and discussions that we're going to have is... is that in that if we take it to the next level, how we frame the engagement document, and that's going to be the most important part. I see that we will grow and gain a great deal of benefit. It's a bit of a fishing exercise, actually, from what will be presented to us.
Very, very good. Then can I suggest that we recognize the name of the firms that Larry identified, and that any other member of the review team who has a candidate organization who should receive the RFP, please identify that organization, the group, to the list. We can build our own list of potential candidates and make sure that they are notified. Posting it to the ICANN website, obviously, and Alice, I assume that you can help us make that happen in the short term. Is there any other vehicle that we need to use to get this publicized or notified to potential candidates?
Willie, we could put a notice in The Economist.
think that's an excellent idea.
I think it would take a lot of time. And it would be horrendously expensive.
Is there someone who could make a quick inquiry to identify, as Fabio says, is it feasible from a question of time and expense?
Well, won't we, this is Becky, won't we have a sense in Brussels about that? I mean, I expect that almost anything that is feasible from a time standpoint, what they'll come to Brussels is essentially tell us what they can do in the time period that's available. And it may be that informs a narrowing or a focus on this. And with respect to the cost, obviously, we'll know more about that in Brussels as well.
Well, I think we're looking at Brussels as a unique opportunity for presentations to be made to the group.
Yep.
We're not going to have another face-to-face as a group until the September timeframe, which would be far too late. So I believe there's a premium on getting publication and notification out to any viable potential candidate, and I think that's the priority here, unless I'm missing the point.
Yeah, but there are two considerations, if you want. This is Fabio. One is making sure that we get at least two or three good proposals so that we can choose between interesting proposals. The other one is a fairness in offering this possibility to various firms. I think that what we need to do is to publish the text as soon as we have agreed it, and I would say within the next 36 hours, to publish the text on the website, and then also send it to the 6, 7, 8 organizations that we think might have an interest. That's probably all we can do from a practical point of view. Because the deadline, the time frame between, say, the beginning of next week and the meeting in Brussels is very, very short indeed.
This is true. We have 3 weeks from tomorrow, effectively, for these organizations to be making presentations to us. Is there, in terms of getting this wrapped up for publication on the ICANN website, Larry, Fabio, as the authors, any reason we couldn't get this in final form within the next 24 to 48 hours?
I think we can do it at our end, but I guess what that would I'd urge is just anybody who has Word edits, you probably need to get them to us within several hours of the end of this call. That's all. Just so we know we've heard from everybody, and then we can send another draft around tomorrow morning, East Coast time.
If everyone on the team would please do that, send in any suggested edits you had to Larry and Fabio quickly after this meeting. If we could get this thing finalized sometime tomorrow, that would afford us at least a three-week period, give or take a day, for notification and publication.
It, related to that, could we suggest that we put Alice's name and information in as to where these ought to be sent?
Fine with me.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
Okay. So, Mr. Brewer, is Mr. John speaking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. John.
Because about this China for the very early morning for around the 4 o'clock. Mr. Larry said just spend for so or so hours maybe for us, maybe a little bit hard. I think maybe at least 1 or 2 days is better for us.
That's fine. I mean, I don't think we envision this document being really in final form until at the earliest close of business tomorrow, if you'd agree, Larry. So I think affording into Saturday is no problem whatsoever. Assuming we can get it circulating by Sunday or Monday, the 31st at the latest, does that sound sensible?
That would be fine. I mean, as a practical matter, even if we make the edits by tomorrow, say by noon tomorrow, that gives everybody roughly, 18 hours, 20 hours to send us something. So I think everybody should assume you've got 20 hours to send us stuff. if you make that, we'll get it out tomorrow. If people still need more time, just tell us and we'll wait a day.
Mr. Zhang, are you comfortable with that approach?
He may be on mute.
Could be. Mr. Zhang, you can intervene at any point in time. We're going to move forward on that basis. And if there's no more comment on this item, we can move to item number 4. Any last comments on the RFP? Okay, item number 4.
Mr. Zhang?
Yes, Mr.
Zhang. Ms. Larry suggests for 20 hours for 18 hours for the limited hour time.
Hello, I'm sorry. I didn't catch the point about the address where the people are supposed to answer.
One question at a time. Mr. Zhang was asking, 24 hours is going to still be very early in China time.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking 4 a.m. In China time. If it could be extended, as Larry said, to around the midday tomorrow, from his perspective, that would be some 28 or 30 hours from now.
Okay.
I'll just make the record reflect that. Is that okay, Mr. Zhang?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll so noted. And to answer, seeing as I've got the microphone, the proposal was that Alice Jensen, as staff for us, was designated as the contact point in the document. So proposals and interaction and information would be going to and from her email and or postal address.
To be clear here, if anyone has edits for the draft RFP, please send them directly to Larry and to Fabio. When the RFP is complete and finalized and ready for publication, if I understand correctly, Alice Jensen will be the point of contact for the candidate companies to respond to. Do I understand correctly, Larry and Fabio?
Yep.
Although, frankly, people could send edits just to the list, unless you want to keep them off the list.
You're right. Just send them to the list. You're right.
That way everybody sees what edits are being proposed.
Correct. Edits go to the list. Alice will be designated as a point of contact on the published RFP.
Okay.
Any other items on the RFP? Hearing none, let's move to item number 4. Questions in preparation for meetings in Brussels. And some of these bleed into the assignments that we're going to go over, the assignments from Marina Del Rey. We have right now draft questions to the GAC that were just circulated by Becky. We need draft questions to the board, which is mine and Eric's responsibility. We will get something circulated within the next 24 to 48 hours on that to the list for review and edit. We then have the board and GAC joint working group and the ACs and SOs as well. Could the people responsible for drafting questions for the joint working group and ACs and SOs please report in? Becky?
Pardon me? I am drafting those. I don't think that they're very different from the ones that we put up for public comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I would basically, with my assumption that we were going to essentially use those and let the groups focus on what they're interested in.
Fabio here. I support that.
That was the idea when we wrote the question for public comment, to use them also for the meetings.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me that I had volunteered to do that, Brian. I'm happy to do it, but I don't know why it's necessary.
That's fine. I would then ask, the only question is, we needed to have customized questions for the GAC, customized questions for the board, I think the GAC board joint working group warrants customized questions because that working group has a specific objective unique to the relationship between the two organizations. We use the draft public comments for each of the ACs and SOs, and if we're able to set up a meeting with the GNSO council, do we think the public comment questions suffice for the council, or do we feel there should be customized questions for the council?
I think that they suffice. I think that the council is, you know, that they may have a slightly different twist on how these questions focus on it, but the questions are basically, you know, in line with the affirmation of commitment language, and I don't think that they constrain anybody in any way.
Any other thoughts? Okay.
Brian?
Yes.
This is Becky. For some reason,
yes,
I thought it was also my assignment to do board questions, and I have virtually finished them, so I will send them to you guys, and you can look at them.
Fantastic.
Okay. Very good.
And the other question I have is, I mean, the board GAC working group question, there is really one question in the set of questions for the GAC that is particularly relevant to the joint working group, and we only have, you know, half an hour with them. And so it almost seems like it might be the best thing to do would be to focus on that particular issue. And in particular, I'm looking through. I mean, I guess for me, the heart of the matter is the input from the GAC to the board and whether that process is working, and what enhancements and improvements have been produced through this working group.
Well, given the fact that we only have a half an hour with that group, it certainly would make sense to focus on a shorter list of questions. And since you have both the GAC and certain board members participating in the half hour, we could narrow the focus to that one question and ask both groups the same question and iterations that follow. Any objections to that approach?
Brian, this is Manel.
Yes,
no, in fact, I think this makes a lot of sense, and we will also have the slot for the GAC where, again, some members of the joint working group will still be there. So if we find some burning questions that could still be answered during the GAC session where the members of the joint work group are going to be present also.
Very good. I'm going to any other comments on this point. I'm going to raise a question, and I'm going to open item number 5 at the same time. I just get a sneaking concern, personally, that there's a typical dynamic going on as you get close to an ICANN meeting. Community members who are very involved in their respective organizations and with their respective projects and issues, we all become very, very burdened, very, very hyper-focused on the work to come in the ICANN meeting. And my concern is, are we certain that we're going to receive substantive and useful response to our outreach? I had a call with the registry supporting group or constituency on Wednesday, and I reported into that group that the RT was doing outreach, that we were looking forward to meeting with each of the organizations, and that we were looking forward to concrete, fact-based inputs. And I can tell you that the reaction from that group was this was not on their radar screen. And but for my raising it directly with them and getting them to focus on what we needed, it may not have hit their radar screen. So I want to raise the concern and ask us, are we doing enough? Is there more that we can do by way of communications or outreach to ensure that this is a productive interaction with the community in Brussels? Open floor.
Well, one thing I think that we could do that would help would be to get some of these documents that are sort of in the hopper out and up so that we could say, here's the timeline, here's the methodology,
yes,
all of that. So I think it would be very useful to move forward on getting a bunch of these other documents finalized.
Any other thoughts? Becky, when you reach out to the ACs and SOs, the respective chairs of each organization, are they just scheduled, or are they taking on board, communicating to their respective organizations, organizing a response? I know some of this will be triggered by us providing questions to the respective organizations, and maybe that's one of the things we need to do across the board is
right.
Provide.
Well, I think what I should do is, in the process of finalizing the time slots, also get each of them the questions that are out there and impress on them the timeline issues and the need for substantive input.
Brian, it's Peter here. Can I make a comment?
Yes, Peter, please.
I think the experience with the ICANN staff is probably helpful, and if we get the questions to people in advance and then have a session with them and then finish up with a set of questions, an edited set of questions, having had the face-to-face, that would be a helpful way to go. And what will typically happen in most of these organizations, as has happened in our group, someone in that group will take responsibility if we ask them to prepare our and they can form a subgroup or a committee, if you like, to deal with it. I think that's probably the way to deal with it. At the moment, people aren't quite sure what to do. They aren't quite sure who we are. They aren't quite sure what the questions are. And my other thought was this: once we've got all these questions, if we can put up on our website all of the sets of questions we've asked all of the groups, each group can see what we're asking the other groups, so they realise that this is a serious project across the board. We're not just coming to see them. Then they'll take that in context and realize it's part of a whole ICANN-wide exercise. I think that will help solidify, their preparation for responding.
Good recommendations. Any other specific recommendations?
Willie here. Just in terms of the non-commercial stakeholders group, they're certainly aware of the questions and looking forward to meeting, but will probably only put in their written submissions after the ICANN meeting.
I this is Becky, that's going to be true in a lot of cases.
I agree. I suppose the exception, Cheryl speaking, the exception, small exception to the rule there is because the at-large communities already had, since before we had our first meeting, actually, since we were announced as a review team, a commons space for rank-and-file members of our community to put up issues and points and matters for discussion. I guess their awareness is slightly higher, but we formally have tasked the regional leaders and, of course, the ALAC members themselves who will be in the room in our meeting with the ATRT. I won't be split in two, by the way. One of my vice chairs will be managing the ALAC part of that meeting, that they've been tasked to come with specific regional, at-large and community comments, interests and concerns.
That's useful as well. Becky, you're already carrying quite a bit of the burden, I hate to ask you, but it sounds to me like the thing we need to do with each constituent organization we're meeting with is to provide them either directly with the public comment questions as they apply or the customized questions that we've developed for the organization, and do so you know, certainly within the next week at the latest.
No, I'm going to.
I'm sorry, Becky, go ahead.
I agree. I really do think that we're going to drive ourselves crazy and not get productive comments if we try to customize the questions for each of the groups.
I think we've taken that off the table. We're going with the public comments for all the groups, with the exception of the board, the GAC, and the joint working group, where you have a tailored question. The other thing I think we would want to ask each of the leaders of the respective groups is that we're looking for case study candidates. They can bring that to us verbally, even if they are going to provide written responses after our face-to-face meeting in Brussels. I found that that triggered some constructive conversation with the registry constituency. I think if it's that message as well, perhaps we'll get some of the focused inputs we're looking for in Brussels.
Fabio here. Can I make a comment?
Yes.
Clearly, it is important to make sure that those whom we are asking questions know about that, take that seriously, are made aware of the importance of the process. Apart from personal contacts, I don't see what we can do. But perhaps what we could be doing is, and I'm just reformulating what Peter and others have already said, we should be making sure that the process is sufficiently visible on the ICANN website. At the moment, I suspect that there is a problem there, because I have in front of me the homepage of ICANN. And you don't see anything about the review process. Among the list of the ICANN announcements, you have that one announcement is about public comments opens today. I'm reading. Questions to the community on accountability and transparency within ICANN. I think we should be asking ICANN somehow to have a window on their homepage about the review process and ask them to give more prominence to the questions and to the process.
Yes, I fully agree with Fabio. It's very not visible. And I was looking at the public comments. There are no comments. In 1 week, strictly no comments has been posted yet.
That's actually sadly normal. They'll all come in 5 minutes before the close time.
Okay.
I agree with Fabio. I think that's a reasonable request. I think it's a priority item, and it should be a priority item. And the fact is we are one more announcement from rolling off the front page. And I understand that comments may come in later in the process. And let's not forget, we do always have the flexibility to extend the response period on comments if we feel we haven't gotten a sufficient number of responses. So there's always a pressure valve there. But, Fabio, I think that's a very good suggestion, and I'm happy to make it to ICANN directly.
Hi, Eric. I agree with Fabio with the suggestion. It could be interesting. But we need to be clear that for years, when we request comments in ICANN different process, we only receive a few ones and the last minute. So distribute the questions and customize to each community could be a difference this time. Sometimes when you see a question so generally that any kind of answer, don't feel that it's direct for you. And customize for different communities, CCTLD, SALAC, and GNSO could be a good option. I think it's important to customize the questions.
Any other comments? Okay, I'll take that up as an action item. Okay, moving on to item 6. If there are no other comments on numbers 4 and 5. And we only have 15 minutes left.
If I may, sorry, I'm multitasking here, and I do apologize for the typing noise, but my role as presenter is my priority. My role as scribe seems to be secondary, but I'm doing my best. The status of public comments is something I did want to raise, and I did put forward to Brian Manal and Alice a draft set of survey-style questions that I would like, based on conversations that that Willie and Fabio and I had in Marina Del Rey, using the identical set of questions that have been agreed to for public comment. I have interacted with Ralph McKay at Big Pulse to put together a draft set for our view, should we wish to look at them, of interactive and measurables survey questions, which can be used to benchmark in a quantitative manner the public opinion, and it doesn't actually even need to stay within the ICANN public comment outreach. It can, in fact, be set up so someone who finds the link on a Twitter feed or anything else can just log in and fill out the survey. I think we do need to remember that we need metrics here, and unless we use some form of survey tool that allows us to get measurables and metrics for benchmarking, it'll make our next steps very, very difficult. Recognising that we're running short of time now, Brian, one way forward of this is if, with everyone's permission, I was to pass on to the people at Big Pulse a list of email addresses and names of this committee, then each of us could log in as if we were responding as respondents and have a look at the sample survey that's been put together.
Just to understand, is this to develop a new and additional list of questions that would be the focus
of
online and social media surveys?
Brian, what I did was give them the public comment questions. There are no new and additional questions. They are simply the same questions put into a system that allows quantitative information to be got from them. So for anyone who's done surveys, the how much do you agree or disagree with the following, you can measure 1 to 5, I disagree or I agree. So that gets tethered to some of the questions, and you still have the opportunity for please insert details here. But there's a vast difference between a verbally created opinion, a written response in a formal sense to a public comment, and a survey which can literally be, 5 minutes worth of job. And we need to capture all those possibilities, in my totally biased opinion.
Does anybody object to the members being able to explore the survey tool? And it would require, Cheryl, you distributing the email addresses of the members to this
organization. Indeed, it would be a list of name and email address would need to go, and each of you would then get an invitation link to look at the survey. Now, it's a draft, but when you do that and go through it, what you would be doing is creating real measurable metrics that can be run for years and years to come. We could actually track change in opinion.
Okay, I've heard no objections, so I think if this is the opportunity to explore a survey tool, we should do that.
Okay, I'll make that so.
Okay, anything else on 4 or 5? Okay, we have very little time here and much to get through. Let me just shorthand.
Brian?
Yes. Manal.
I'm sorry because I got disconnected and reconnected back. I'm not sure I'm on track, but if I can quickly tell the group about the questions to the board and what happened with our call with Denise.
Yes, we're actually at that. We're at that. Manal, if you would report to the group our follow-up with Denise, which relates to our request for documents and responses that we gave to the staff in Marina Del Rey. Manal?
Yes, thank you, Brian. I'll try to make it short. We went through the whole list of requirements of the group, in addition to the additional items that were proposed by the ICANN staff to submit. And
Brian, sorry, I've got to get off the call, so that I've got something starting in the next couple of minutes. So I'm going to leave with apologies for leaving slightly early. Obviously, I'm around. If I can help with anything, just let me know. Email me or text me.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Brian. Bye, all.
Thanks, Peter.
So this is Manel again. So basically, everything was almost ready, except for the existing policies concerning accountability and transparency and the affirmation of commitments, which was supposed to be ready by Monday, which was last Monday, also updated affirmation tracking and brainstorming document. This was also supposed to be ready by yesterday. The rest of the things are ready, except for a catalog of changes since JPA. This one was going to be ready next week. So what I told Denise, and I hope this represents the group's opinion, was that we need to get whatever is ready, and we don't necessarily need to wait for everything to be ready before we start receiving the documents.
Hey, hey.
Unfortunately, I didn't follow up early enough on what we have agreed on, because I think we haven't received anything yet. I sent her an email just before our conference call, so I don't think we're going to hear from her before tomorrow. A couple of issues here. She, of course, said that they did their best to answer the questions, but they are most willing to iterate and further elaborate if we see that any of our questions are not fully addressed. Also, she mentioned that some of the documents might be still in process to be published. So, but for the sake of time, might be shared with the group. So those documents would be highlighted and. We should not be publishing them before they are published from the ICANN itself. So, and I understand it's going to be a matter of days or something. That doesn't necessarily have to be a long time. So, in principle, all the documents that are going to be shared with the RC group are going to be made public, but sometimes not at the exact same moment. So. I think that's all.
If you didn't mention it, Manal, I think that she did represent that she intended to get all of the documents to us before Brussels, however, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were talking even this week.
Okay.
Some of the documents were ready as early as this week. And I'm not sure if this is what the group wants, but I was suggesting that anything that's ready, we start receiving them as they are ready, and we don't necessarily need to wait for all the documents to be ready, and then we receive them one shot.
Any questions for Manal?
Brian, Cheryl here. Not a question, but a huge sigh. Having worked at the interface with this type of interaction with staff now for many years, Huge sigh again, she says, Manal, you most assuredly, from my perspective, need to reinforce that a drip feed of documentation as it is ready is more than satisfactory, and I find the comments about us not publishing things at a pre-publication both condescending and rude. We are professionals, and we would like to be treated as such, and I'm somewhat annoyed with the lack of forthcoming to promises made and deadlines committed to by our one interaction point with staff. And yes, I know it's recorded, and yes, I'm happy to have that on the record.
Cheryl, Fabio here. I agree with what you said, but keep in mind that they then should not be using the list. If they send us documents that are not published yet, that they shouldn't be sending them to the list.
As far as I know, they're interacting directly with Manal.
Okay. But then how would Manal send the document to us?
I'm sorry. Denise asked for the permission to be allowed to send to the whole group. So she was going to send to the RT mailing list.
Everything that she sends to the list is public.
Yes,
exactly. Any pre-publication documents need to go to individual addresses. That's not a big, but it does need to be pointed out.
So the confidentiality issue is contemplated and understood, that confidential documents cannot go to the public list.
I mean, it's probably not a matter of confidentiality, but rather not having two different versions if one is still being fine-tuned or something. I hope I conveyed the right message and not... I mean, I hope it's not my English which made the misunderstanding.
Manal, your points are perfectly clear to me, and being Australian,
okay.
I don't even speak English, so
okay.
I can't imagine that what you've said to us would be heard any differently. But I would love you to take back a response from tonight's meeting, which reinforces that we are fine to have the information as it is ready. It does not all need to come in one final lump. In fact, it would be preferable to have it what's ready now.
And that was the understanding. That was the agreement. There are a couple of deadlines that have passed. We will go back to staff and impress upon them the fact that the deadlines have passed and that we indeed would like them as they are ready, and express the displeasure with the missed deadline. We are down to 5 minutes, maybe less, folks, so I want to do a quick wrap-up here but not miss any of the points we need to address. With regard to the Marina Del Rey work assignments, I circulated that document with updated statuses to the best of my knowledge. Would each of the owners of those items please, in the next couple of days, send updates to your work assignments? The most critical ones to my mind are the finalizing the documents that we presented in Marina Del Rey and discussed on concepts, methodology, and performance indicators, so we can get those up on the website. Finishing the RFP, as discussed on today's phone call. We also need to fill out the doodle for our September or late August, September meeting. We're still waiting. Mr. Zhang has indicated that he is working his process on his end, so we will patiently wait for him to work his process in terms of whether Beijing can be the locus of the meeting or not. But in the meantime, we certainly can agree to the dates. So please, everyone, if you haven't, fill out that doodle poll. And the doodle poll for the October meeting, I think, is primarily done. If you haven't entered your preferences there, please do so. I also circulated before...
Brian,
yes,
I'm here. Can I ask a question? Because I had raised this. I understand that there is a doodle for the October meeting, but I don't remember having seen a doodle for the September one.
Neither do I.
Alice, I think I had sent you some suggested dates, August 29th to the 4th of September. If that hasn't been circulated, could you circulate that soon after this call?
Okay, will do.
Yeah, please do. And then everyone, please, please fill that in. We really should nail down those dates.
Oh, yeah.
I also circulated before the call a proposed work schedule with some dates. Let me explain what I really intended here. None of those dates were intended to be hard dates on the calendar. My focus was in looking at what I thought was a compressed time frame for the management assessment, the auditor, to do work after they'd been selected. It seemed to me to be a compressed time frame. So all that I'm suggesting with this proposed work schedule is that perhaps we could structure it in a way where the management assessment firm conducts its work over a longer period of time, provides its final report to us at a later date. I selected October 31st. It could be sometime around there. That the firm provide us with a midterm review, and that in parallel, we begin to work on case studies and input taken from the community and focus on that work at our meeting in September and any midterm review from the management assessment team. It's a construct. It's a suggestion. I think we should take it offline if we could and have a discussion on the list as to what work schedule works best, if you're all comfortable with taking that to the list or if there are any burning points that someone wants to make on that question.
Perhaps that would, Brian, Cheryl here, perhaps that would be an ideal thing to take to the list, but to have as the lion's share of our next agenda.
Indeed. I will do that. I'll put that into the next call, which leads to our next item. We've touched on the meeting schedules for September and October. Now, future calls. It seemed to be a bit awkward trying to do the doodle poll, mostly because I don't know how to do them well. But could we agree as a group that it would make sense to have a call every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks? And if we could, pick a time and a date that becomes a constant time and date for our call. Is there any disagreement with that suggestion? Does a two-week time frame seem reasonable or a three-week time frame?
I think this is Becky, and I think given the amount of work we have to do, probably a two-week interval is preferable.
Hear, hear.
Any other thoughts on that? Okay. So it would seem to me that we should be scheduling our next call for sometime on the week of June 7th, which is the week before we go to Brussels. Can we? Can I propose a Monday as a day where we fix a time for a call?
Okay. Monday the 7th of June.
Yes.
That would be right for me.
What's Mr. Bray?
Monday's my Tuesday.
Yeah, yes, 7th of June is good for me.
Yeah, Brian, 7th of June works for Warren as well.
Yeah.
Warren, thank you. Mr. Zhang, you said it is good for you?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Okay. I'll send out a doodle poll. Yes.
Brian, I think it also depends on the time. I mean,
well,
June 7th.
In principle, first of all, there is a premium on having a call before we go to Brussels.
Definitely.
So I would hope that people would have some flexibility. In practice, we are rotating this call forward 6 to 8 hours each time we have a call in order to spread the pain, as it were. I think
sure.
It's important we have a call the week before Brussels. I'll send out a doodle that has the broadest, that moves the call forward 6 to 8 hours from this time. If we find that we have to vary somewhat from that 6 to 8 hour movement, I suggest we do that for the next call and then get on a regular schedule of 6 to 8 hours forward on a rotating basis. Any objection?
Just to be clear, Brian. The doodle will simply give us the choice between a 6, a 7, and an 8-hour advancement from this call time to be held on Monday the 7th of June, correct?
That's correct.
And it will be in UTC time with flexibility for local time zones, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. That's what I'll capture.
Okay. We'll send that out shortly. And last item, we are at past the hour. Any other business?
Oh, sorry, yes, I did have a piece. My apologies, I was multitasking again, and I've only had one cup of coffee. That's the main problem. Now that our list is public, would it not be reasonable to have Alice subscribed to the list, seeing as not all of us remember to copy Alice on things that are going to the list that she needs to know about?
If I may, this is Louis.
Please go ahead, Louis.
The list is almost public. I'm waiting for confirmation that the emails that we want removed, which is simply the one with the closed meeting notes, closed meeting minutes. As soon as I have confirmation from Alice that that is done, then I'll make that list completely public on the
archive. Actually, Louis, I sent you a confirmation right after the meeting started. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I will make that list public momentarily.
Any objection to adding Alice to the list? Hearing none, please do so. Alice, if you'd get the doodle for the next call out as the first item, I see you already posted the doodle for the August-September meeting. Thank you. But if you get that out right away, that'd be most helpful.
Yes.
Any other business? Thank you all. We'll be talking to you on the 7th.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you.